And today, we can keep on winning.
Paid for by Jim Runstad for Michigan Republican Party State Chairman.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of our history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield this Friday, January 24th. Pastor Chatfield, got a couple of text messages during the break. Like to get your response to these. Tom says, the events leading up to the Civil War could be said to parallel the events leading up to Trump's victory. If the Democrats had reversed course on the border, for example, Harris might have won. But I would say that there were so many egregious policies that the Biden-Harris administration had, although the border definitely was a big one. Inflation, the way they treat political enemies, as far as, you know, two different sets of justice in this country, national security, foreign policy. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. I don't think one single issue like the border would have changed the outcome of this election. What's your thoughts on that text message, that thought?
Good example. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I agree with you and agree with Tom, though, both. How about this? God's people were praying. God's people were praying. We were praying diligently, fasting and praying for weeks ahead. And we had a big prayer meeting. I said, well, you think that changed things?
Mm-hmm.
Something changed it. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Something changed it. I don't know. I do think there is something to this, that the Democratic Party went too far. I mean, yes, unfortunately, same-sex marriage is now pretty entrenched in our understanding. Not mine, not yours, but most people.
Right.
I remember Sean Hannity saying years ago, probably 5, 6, 7 years ago, I don't care about same-sex marriage. I don't care. If they want to get married, let them get married. That's his attitude. And I thought, wow, if Sean Hannity is saying that, now the vast majority of people, vast might be an overstatement. I would guess 65% of the American people think, so what, let them get married. But when they went to the point where they said that a man can declare himself a woman and can go into women's bathrooms, hey, they went too far with this. And it struck at even the overwhelming majority of people's sensibilities, the transgender movement. That's different than the that's just much different than the gay rights movement or the women's movement or lesbian. I mean, it's different. It's gone way far. And so I would agree. And the same thing with the border. Oh, we want to treat people nicely. Well, you just want open borders? Everybody understands that. And when people are being murdered in our country by illegal aliens, it doesn't take a staunch Bible-believing conservative to say, hey, we got to stop this.
Right.
This has to stop. And, hey, oh, now we're gonna loan all these college kids all this money, and now we're going to just forgive it. They don't have to pay it back. The guy that didn't go to college and works as a plumber, he doesn't like that. He may not be a staunch conservative, but he said, whoa, wait a minute here. These people borrowed money from the government and now to go to college while I was working, and you expect me to pay their college loans off? Uh-uh. I don't like that. Mm-hmm. See, on many different issues.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
But in the end, God changes minds. God brings, the Bible says this over and over, different places. It is God that raiseth up, and it's God that putteth down. In the end, it's God who brings all these things to pass. And that's what Abraham Lincoln said in the end. The Bible says that the innocent blood of the land cannot be cleansed but by the blood of him that shed it. Now, which bodes scary for America, when we've had 65 million abortions in our country in the last 50 years. How's our land ever going to be cleansed from the blood of the unborn? I don't know. And I'm not suggesting we make that a campaign issue anymore, because unfortunately, now we know that most people think that a woman has a right to terminate her pregnancy. That's the way they would put it.
Sure.
Her body, her choice. She has that autonomy. Choice is so important, and she has that right. Okay. Well, we still say, hey, every life should be protected. We believe that the most fundamental purpose of government is to secure the rights of life, liberty, and property, and that includes life in the womb. I can never get away from that. But I'm a preacher. Don't expect any person running for president in the near future to go out and campaign like that. It's not going to happen. They're not going to campaign like that. And maybe they should. They shouldn't. I don't know. What has to happen now in our country is we get to have a true spiritual revival. Let me just say this too. I was going to let you know. I think something has changed in our country in the last couple months, 3 or 4 months. You mean politically? I mean politically, spiritually, morally, socially, culturally. There's been a shift for the good. Mm-hmm. I said this in church the other day. Hey, does anybody here think that I have not preached enough about the perils of where our country is headed in the downward slide and we need a national revival? Some lady yelled out, no, I have not been negligent to say that. Oh, yes. And those that listen to the radio, yeah, I'm almost sound like a prophet of doom, which I don't like. But for the good, things have changed very recently. Here's another example of this. Why did all these terrible bills that the Democrats were going to pass in the state of Michigan, why did they all collapse? They were going to push all these terrible things in the lame duck session. Why did that happen? Now, you can give me, well, the Democrats didn't get along. They insulted each other. And there are a lot of real reasons. But in the end, maybe it was an answer to our prayer that we'd like to continue to have some freedom in our state. And all their agenda fell apart.
Yeah,
maybe an answer to prayer. Again, I'm not denying, like in this book I'm reading about the Civil War, I'm not denying what happened with Edmund Ruffin and Robert Anderson and John Hammond and all the ins and outs of what was going on in South Carolina and Charleston Harbor and what Robert Anderson did. And he took it upon himself to fortify Charleston Island. And it ended up being a great embarrassment to James Buchanan, and Buchanan, although he was the 15th president, although from the north and from Pennsylvania, had a lot of southern support, but the South Carolinians thought that he, Buchanan, betrayed them, and it moved them and the rest of the South to declare their independence, to secede. And he didn't like it. Here's an interesting thought here about Buchanan. Buchanan just wanted to get out of there. He did not know how to handle secession. And so what did he do? He didn't do anything. He was doing his best to make it to March 20th and turn it all over to Lincoln. And Lincoln couldn't say anything. Here was the spot Lincoln was in after his election, before he took office. He was hoping to hold the Union together. It was in December that of 1860 that South Carolina seceded, but he was trying to calm things down that other states wouldn't follow. So he was rather silent. And he was being criticized by the abolitionists. Hey, speak out. But he didn't want Virginia, North Carolina, Arkansas, some of the Tennessee, some of the states that were kind of border slave states. He didn't want them to secede. So he didn't say much. And he couldn't do anything because he wasn't president yet. And Buchanan, who could do something, didn't. because he had a lot of sympathy for the South. He didn't believe in secession, but he didn't. Here's what he said, and he was right. There's nothing in the Constitution that allows you Southern states to secede. But then he also believed there's nothing in the Constitution that prevents me, that allows me, the president, to stop you. Now, Lincoln took this tact when he became president. Look, I took a vow that the laws would be faithfully enforced. And you've heard me say this. The mails must be delivered. The mail, M-A-I-L, must be delivered to these federal post offices. So you could make the argument, well, the Civil War was fought over control of the United States post offices. You could make the argument. That was very concrete. I have got to see that the mail is delivered. And sure, the South wouldn't let me. I, by force, have got to do that. That I've got to faithfully execute the laws of the United States. See, all there's a myriad of all these arguments of why this happened. In the end, our country, we wanted the elimination of slavery, and our country had to atone for the sin of slavery. Yeah, I'm there. I'm there with Lincoln. And now I look at I look back in the 1850s, in the early 1860, why all these things happened, a lot of things. For instance, another one, in 1857, when John Brown raided, it was 1859, when John Brown raided Harper's Ferry, which at the time, Virginia, it scared the people in the South, because John Brown's intention was to leave a slave rebellion throughout the South, and the people of the South were all afraid, terrified of a gigantic slave rebellion. And they begin to think that people in the North were planning on coming South, freeing the slaves, and killing their white women. I mean, they were afraid of that. And you say, well, that was ridiculous. That's nonsense. Well, yes, but it wasn't to them. They were petrified. They were petrified of this. And, I mean, there's one event after another event which seemed to bring the South to secession, and people that were not secessionists that 2 years early would never have thought of doing it, eventually, in the end, they did it. They did it. In the final analysis, and why Virginia seceded, which was by far the largest state in the Confederacy, when Lincoln called for 75,000 volunteers to put down the rebellion, it fell to Virginia. We're going to fight for or against the South, and we're going to fight for them.
Interesting discussion. Man, you're really triggering a lot of questions. I got 4 text messages for you when we get back. Final segment of our discussion, History Lesson with Pastor Chatfield, The Real Causes of the Civil War. We'll be right back.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmith is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. A final segment of our discussion with Pastor Chatfield. One text message. The others are similar to it, but this one really nailed it, which I just got during the break. In your opinion, we needed the Civil War to atone for the sins of the country.
Yes.
What do you see happening in society today that will be our issue or situation where we end up maybe entering into World War III, having to atone for something, if any? Do you see any on the horizon? Another one very similar, you know, with all the craziness that we just went through for the last 4 years, the American people finally woke up. I think that's why Donald Trump, young people, black people, Chinese people, Latinos, everybody voted for Trump because they we're sick and tired of the direction of the Biden administration. What major sin or thing have we done as a people that may trigger another war, I guess, is a question for you to think about answer.
If I read Leviticus chapter 18 in the Bible, sexual perversion, I mean, beyond, there's always been things, but I mean, yes, that's bad. And then in Numbers, the Bible talks about the shedding of innocent blood. The Bible says in 2 Kings that Manasseh shed innocent blood so much that there was no remedy. There was no remedy to it. The country had to be destroyed. Now, I do not make predictions about that, though. I do not know. I cannot call. I can't make a prediction.
Not a prediction, but. Floyd and Karen, for example, an atonement for abortion. You think this is going to end up causing something to happen as a result of our commitment to abortion in this country? Others have been doing it around the world. Over, like you said, over 60 million babies killed. I believe that. Isn't that number right here in the United States, not yes. worldwide, right?
Yes, yes.
Could you imagine if we had 60 million more taxpayers, 60 million more people living in our country, what kind of production, what kind of contribution they could be making to our society, to our government, toward this debt that we are just buried in? I agree with you 100%. Something changed, especially in the last 3-4 months before the election, that led this to happen. And now seeing what Donald Trump's done in reaction, undoing all these things, I think I agree with you 100%. There's been something that's happened.
Yes. Now, yes, absolutely. Something has happened. And I generally don't talk like this, but I'm going to talk like this now. It's not just what I see. It's what I sense.
Right.
Almost, I sense it in my own spirit. And in many ways, I just sense there's been a shift. Now, hey, guys, Rusty Chatfield, I am not infallible. You got that? My opinions are worth whatever you want to make them. But I do think something has changed. And I have to believe in prayer. I have to believe. And we've been praying for mercy and grace. God, forgive us.
Right.
And it's in intercessory prayer. Now, maybe has God totally forgiven us for all the abortions and how we've, you and me and all of us have sinned and failed God so miserably? I've asked, and I do sense there's been a change in my spirit, a change, not just because, boy, I really like what was said at the inauguration. I contemplating going over Trump's second inaugural address, but I see it, I hear it, I can see what's happened, and wow, things have changed in the last few months for the good. Mm-hmm. Let's not just thank God for the good. Things have changed, and I sense it in my spirit. Now, if some of our listeners are not prone to believe stuff like that, okay, I get it, because I'm not. I almost never talk like that, because I don't trust my senses. But nevertheless, I do think things things are going well, and let's use our freedom to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Tell people that God loves them. He sent His Son Jesus to die on the cross for their sins. He was buried. He rose again from the dead to save us from sin, death, and hell. Because that's really what we need, is a national revival. Maybe it's starting. I don't know. I hope so. Let's keep at it. But it's been good.
Last comment. Jeff says the amount of hostages that are no longer alive could possibly start World War III, claiming that they're coming back. Well, guess what? They're dead. And they misrepresented how many people were still alive being held hostage. There's so many nuances to that, Jeff, and all these other things. Ukraine, Russia. Donald Trump, man, he hit it out of the park, that World Economic Forum speech. Did you have a chance to catch that yesterday?
No.
You need to find it. He zoomed into Davos, Switzerland, where Klaus Schwab and all of the One World globalists met. They meet on a regular basis. Donald Trump did not waste the time to fly there, but he zoomed in and gave a speech, and man, he literally just said, we're done with you people. Your agenda, it's going to stop, and America's no longer participating. So,
amen. Keep praying for his safety, too, President Trump's safety.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, sir, we'll see you on the radio on Sunday from 11 to noon.
Amen. Thank you, Randy.
Thank you. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
I'm excited to announce Bernadette Smith, our current GOP vice chair, as my co-chairman. Her energy and passion are truly inspiring.
Thank you, Jim. I'm thrilled to join forces as we work together to